In terms of the recovery in general, I would say what we see is quite an unbalanced recovery. As you mentioned a bit, between the advanced countries and the emerging and development, we do see employment growth faring a bit better in the emerging and developing economies, particularly in sub-Saharan Africa, as well as in the Asian continent, and also quite strongly in Latin America.
Are there specific reasons why the developing countries are faring better than the developed world?
Some of it certainly has to do with growth. I mean, you can't take growth out of the picture. Some economies have been strong and have been, I wouldn't say lucky, but have been able to tap into the already pre-existing export market. So they've been able to improve because of that. But at the same time, they've also been able to develop a bit better some of the domestic demand. And that has come through an improvement in employment growth, an improvement in the quality of employment growth. And here I'm talking about countries such as Brazil, for example. If you look at Uruguay and Paraguay, in sub-Saharan Africa, you'll see some countries that have done well are in particular Gabon, Cape Verde. You see some improvements as well. So it's quite heterogeneous, I would say, among the emerging and developing countries.
There are some countries, especially in Africa, where the report says almost 70% of the employment is informal. Yeah. Is this an issue when it comes to the quality of work?
Yes, this is an issue. And in fact, we have done an analysis where we look at labor market performance in relation to job quality. And those countries that have fared well or fared better in terms of labor market performance, particularly in emerging and developing countries, have been those where job quality has increased.
But when you have almost 70% of the workforce in informal sector, that means the move from being below the poverty line to above the poverty line is almost impossible.
Well, it's not completely impossible, but it's a fragile improvement. And this is one of the things that we stress in the report. One of the analyses that we've done is to look at this very question. You know, there's the issue of the emerging middle class in many developing and emerging economies, particularly in Africa as well. There are a number of reports that talk about the emerging middle class. But when we analyze this a bit further, we find that this emerging middle class is actually quite fragile. And most, or the large majority, of the people within this group are actually living just above the poverty level of $2 a day. So the middle class is not middle at all in terms of the standards that we think and we understand. So there is a large group that policies have helped them to improve their conditions to just above the poverty level, but then there aren't additional programs, quality of employment. There isn't that additional impetus to help them to move up the economic ladder.
We have seen what one would term social unrest in the developed world because of the erosion of the social security system. Is this likely to happen in Africa, or do you foresee a situation where, because of the poor quality of employment, low wages, that there could be an element of social unrest in Africa?
Well, actually, there is some element of social unrest in Africa already, and I would say particularly in North Africa, if you point to some of the countries such as Tunisia and Egypt. And in the report, we do an analysis of an indicator of social unrest, which is based on people's perceptions, their confidence in government, how they feel about the economy, just their overall social and economic conditions. And what we found is that this index has increased slightly from already high levels in some of the northern African countries. And in sub-Saharan Africa, it's also a slight, I mean, it's pretty much stable. But it's true, I mean, sometimes the indicators don't pick up everything in terms of people's sentiment, and it picks up their feelings, but not in terms of how they might manifest these. So I would certainly say, given the situations, there is a risk across the board, I think, of heightened social unrest, especially as people feel helpless or unable to improve their situation.
This year's report does highlight the issue of minimum wage. What are some of the issues that I imagine from Africa when it comes to setting of minimum wage? Is it respected by employers?
Well, this is an issue, and one of the things that we bring out in the report is that it's important to have a well-designed minimum wage system. One can put in place a minimum wage system, but there has to be compliance. And in order for compliance to be widespread, it's important to have a minimum wage that is not too low in the sense that, you know, it doesn't achieve the effects that are expected. And it's also important not to have a minimum wage that's too high, because if the minimum wage is too high, then the compliance by businesses, it would be difficult to obtain.